Today's Shir's Masechta Ha'iriyos Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Ches Amud Aleph at the top line. We learned in a brayse in our previous Shir V'Shavin that everybody is agreeable she'ein, that the Kohen HaMashiach doesn't bring an Oshem Tali. If he did an Aveira, and there's a question if he did the Aveira or not, as we've learned many times, that Loch is when somebody has a Sofik, if he did an Aveira, he brings an Oshem Tali. Here, everybody agrees that he doesn't bring an Oshem Tali. Says Rav Nala, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Mara Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, by the parish of Oshem Tali, V'chipal av ha-koyin ashigosoy ashagag. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe says that we learn from this Pasuk, Ella, that the only person that's chayv in Oshem Tali is Misha Kolchota b'shagag, Haim, that all the time that he's chayv to bring a carbon is when he did an aveira b'shayig. But we know Yotzezep, as we discussed in our previous year, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a carbon chatas. Shein kol chata b'shkaga. He doesn't bring a carbon when he did an aveira, when he only did the aveira. Ella, the halacha is that he has to bring with Helam Dover, that even though by Avodah Zarah, Rebbe's opinion is that he brings the carbon even if he just had a Shigigas Maisa, if he only did the wrong thing without an incorrect Psak. But as we discussed in our previous year, by all other Averis, everybody agrees that he only brings the carbon if coupled with the carbon, he also issued the wrong psak. And therefore, since it's not always that he's going to bring a carbon when he just did the wrong thing, that's why he doesn't bring an Oshem Tali, because it has to be that he only brings a carbon chatas when he did the wrong thing, and that was the only thing that he did wrong. Ask the Gemara, Michti Kol Ksiv, does the Pasuk use the word Kol, that the Oshem Tali is only brought when every time he brings a Karb Mechatis is when there's only Shigigas Maisa? The Pasuk says, Al Shigigasai HaShishagag. So from here we learn that as long as there's a case, as long as there's a situation where there's a Shigigas Maisa, he will bring a carbon. And there is such, as we just said, such situations, such circumstances by the Kohen Mashiach. And since such circumstances exist by the Kohen Mashiach, he should be a candidate for an Oshem Tali. Answers the Gemara in. We have to explain the Pasuk that it's speaking about somebody who always brings a carbon, even if he just did something wrong, not accompanied with the wrong Psak. In. Dim Kain, if the Pasuk is telling us that as soon as there's a circumstance that is going to bring a carbon oshem, that is going to bring carbon chatas, just because he did the wrong thing, nechtav kab, it would be nechtav. So the pasuk should have just said the chippal of a kain ashi gosai. Lomali, why did the Torah add the words ashi shagag? Hakamashmalan, what the pasuk is trying to teach us that e adik kol chatas b'shkaga. Only such an individual who it brings that all of his kabbanas are brought just because he did the wrong thing. The Kayan, who said, indeed, by the Zara, that is the case. But in other situations, that is not the case. Since in other situations, that is not the case, he doesn't bring an Oshem Tali. Says the Mar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who disagree on Rebbe, and they hold that even by Avodah Zarah, the Kohen HaMashiach doesn't bring a carbon unless there was Helam Dover, unless there was an incorrect psak accompanied with doing something wrong. So how will they explain this pasuk? Mi shechata b'shkaga. Only somebody who does an Aveira, and he did the Aveira, that's when he brings the Kohen HaMachatas. Yotza Mashiach, but when we speak about the Kohen HaMashiach, shein chata b'shkaga, that he doesn't bring a carbon chatas. He doesn't bring a carbon only for doing the wrong thing. loy b'avodas kachavim. And according to the opinion of Chachamim, that's the case by avodah zara, loy b'shar mitzvahs, and by other mitzvahs as well. Elam ba'al dava v'shigim shigigas maisa. They hold that the kohen only brings the carbon when we have this combination. And somebody who only brings the carbon with that combination, then the halacha would be that he doesn't have to bring, such an individual will not bring an Ashim Tali. So the Karen Ira asks a question. It turns out that the place where, according to Rebbe, maybe the Kohen should have to bring an Ashim Tali is by Avodah Zarah. And he wants to understand what is the circumstance that he would have to bring the carbon Ashim Tali. If he had something that he bowed down L'shem Avodah Zarah, so that's Avodah Zarah. He worshipped Avodah Zarah. That isn't a Safik. That is an Ashim Tali. If he didn't have a mind to worship this as an Avodah Zarah, so as we discussed many times when we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, that if somebody doesn't have any intention of accepting this Avodah Zarah, then it's not considered he did Avodah Zarah. So he's trying to identify where is the case where there would be an Ashim Tali for Avodah Zarah. So he says that, as we also learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, there's an Avodah Zarah, the par, that is worshipped by defecating in front of the Avodah Zarah. There's an Avodah Zarah called Makulus, which is worshipped by throwing stones at that Avodah Zarah. And as we discussed when we learned the Masechta Avodah Zarah, that if somebody threw stones at par, or somebody defecated in front of the makolas, since that's not the way these Avodah Zarahs are worshipped, he would not be chayiv. And he is confused. He threw stones at an Avodah Zarah. He defecated in front of Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't remember which one he did what. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bezdin Chayovim. Bezdin are not mechuyev to bring a carbon. Only if it's something that, only if it's a psak that the Avera Bezdin carries a punishment of karis, and b'shagig you have to bring a carbon chattis. The Kain HaMashiach, and the same halacha applies to the Kain HaMashiach, it has to be a carbon that carries these punishments. And when we speak about Avodah Zarah, the same would be applicable, that the halacha only bring a carbon is when they issued a decision regarding something al-shiyaru al-davar, which is a dina karas, v'shechavechatis. If they made a mistake regarding an avera, which we're going to be speaking about, that carries with it a carbon asham, then the halacha is that the par helm davish atzibur or the par koy mashiach would not be applicable. So the Tosfos asks, the par helm davish atzibur is a form of a carbon chattis. So what does the Gemara mean that you bring the carbon instead of the carbon chattis? Isn't this a carbon chattis as well? And therefore, Taisha says that the main point that the Mishnah is trying to stress is they don't bring the carbon unless you did an Avera, which carries with it on punishment of Karas. Another pshat that Taisha suggests, that when we speak about the Kai Mashiach, what the Torah is telling us is that a regular individual, under these circumstances, a regular member of Klai Yisrael would bring a Karma Chattas, and the Kai brings his special carbon. Says the Gemara, Menolan, where do we know this din? That the halachas we've been discussing are only applicable by Dovid Shizodon and Karas with Shigos Echatas. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, Nemba Khan, the Torah says regarding the Parham Dovid Shatzibur, V'noida Chatas HaShechata Oleo, V'nemba Lahalon, when the Torah speaks about having relations with one's wife's sister, the Torah says, So the Torah uses the word aleha in both circumstances. Says the Gemara, Mala Halan, just like when we speak about a chais isha, it's an avera, which is Davish Zadani Karas Shigosai Chatas. Afkan, so too, but a Param Davish Tzibur, the Param Davish Tzibur is only brought on something which is Davish Zadani Karas Shigosai Chatas. Ask the Gemara Ashkechan. So that's a good source to teach us that that is the halacha regarding the Param Davish Tzibur. Ashkechan Tzibur, Mashiach Menolon. How do we know that this halacha applies by the carbon, by the parakai mashiach as well? Answers the Gemara. The pasuk says, we've learned this lima numerous times. The pasuk says, by the parsha of parakai mashiach, im koin yechta, makoin mashiach yechta, leshmas ha'am, harim mashiach katzibur. The Torah is teaching us that the carbon mashiach is same halacha as it is by carbon param davish tzibur. Says the Gemara, how do we know that this halacha is by the nasi, that the carbon the nasi brings a sor l'chatas when the nasi, the melech, does an aveira, he doesn't bring the standard kispa or seira, which is brought for carbon chatas. Rather, he brings he brings a sor l'chatas. Answers the Gemara, Yalef mitzvahs mitzvahs. He learns the following Gzeirah Shavah. Ksiv gabi nasi, regarding the nasi who does an aveira, the Torah uses the words ksiv gabi nasi, the Torah uses the words v'nasa achs mikol mitzvahs Hashem. V'ksiv b'tzibur, when the tzibur does the aveira, v'nasa v'asu achs mikol mitzvahs Hashem ashlei sa'senev ha'shemu. Ma tzibur, as we've been learning, is only chayiv by dover. So from here we learn Afanasi, the Nasi as well is only chayiv by something which is Zdayne Karas v'shigasai chatas. Says the Gemara, Yochid, how do we know that the Yochid only brings a carbon chatas by an Aveira, which is Dovish Zdayne Karas v'shigasai chatas? On the crop, the Pasuk says regarding the individual who does such, the Torah says regarding the individual who does such an aveira, the Torah says vim nefesh achas techta b'shkaga. So the Torah begins with the word, with the letter vav, v'im. What does the Torah mean to do with that letter vav that it be, what does the Torah mean to do with that letter vav that it uses? The vav is yilmai techta me'elyon, to teach us that we connect this, what's learned in this parasha, which comes after the parasha of the parasha of the Nasi, that just like the Nasi we finished just learning only brings his carbon by Davish Zadani Karas v'shigasai chatas, so too will be the halacha regarding every individual who's going to bring a karma chatas. He only brings the karma chatas under such circumstances. We learned further in the Mishnah, the carbon that's brought for doing avodah zarah b'shogeg is also only by something until they pass by something that is zedayne karas v'shigasai chatas. Ask the Gemara b'avodah kachavim menolan. How do we know that halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa teaches us. L'fishi yotz avodah kachavim lodin ba'atzmai. The halacha of avodah zarah is different than all other Averis. By all other Averis, Paralam Dovish Atzibur, a Bezdin made an erroneous psak, you bring a paralachatus. By Avodah Zarah, if they issued an incorrect psak, they bring a parla oila and a sar lachatus. Yochel. So since we see that the Torah is so strict when it comes to this type of Avera, of Avodah Zarah, the Torah is strict by this Avera versus all other Averas. Yochel Yei Chayav and Afil Adavish, the Ein Zadar Karas V'Shigasai Chatas, that the halacha should apply even on something which isn't an Avera, which has a Zadan Karas V'Shigasai Chatas. Says the Gemara Nemekan, the Torah says by Avodah Zarah, V'Hayim Einei Eidah Nesa L'Shkaga, V'Nem L'Halan, when the Torah speaks about Param Davish Atzibur, Vanelim Dava Meina Ha'eda, Mala Halan, just like by Pam Davish at Sibra, as we've learned in our Shia today. It's only by something which is a Dina Karas, which is Gosai Chattis, Afkan, through the Gzer Shavu, we learn that by Avoy Dazar as well, you're only chai for the special carbon if Bezdin made a wrong psak by Avoy Dazar, only by something which is Davish is Dina Karas, which is Gosai Chattis. Ashkhan Sibra says the word, so we know that by Avoy Dazar, when the Bezdin made a wrong psak, you only bring it for an Averu, which is a Dovish, which is done in Karas, which is Gigas Lechatis. But asking Mar Yochid, Nasi, Mashiach, that all these individuals also have to bring a Kaban, that they bring a Kaban for Avodah Zarah. How do we know that all these individuals only bring that carbon in a case, which is a Dovish, which is done in Karas, which is Gigas Lechatis, Menolon? Answers the Gemara Amakra, the Pasuk, when it speaks about the carbon that's brought by Avodah Zarah. Tarek Dasha says, "Vem nefesh achas techta b'shkaga." So we learn from here: Echad Yachid, Vechad Nasi, Vechad Mashiach, Kulam b'klal nefesh achas. They're all individuals. They're all nefesh achas. And then the Yilma tachta menelion. And then we say that since the previous pesukim that spoke about Paralam Davish at Tzibur taught us that the Paralam Davish at Tzibur is only brought. The Palm Davish Tzibur is brought only by Davish's Dinah Karas, Shigigosai Chattis. So too, their Kabbanis for Avodah Zarah will only be brought by something Davish's Dinah Karas, Shigigosai Chattis. Says the Gemara, Hanicha, so everything that we've just learned, asked the Gemara, is understandable. Laman the Mapik Olel Gzer Shav Kedamaran. According to the opinion that learned the Gzer Shav of Olel, that it says by Param Davish at Tzibur, and it says the word Allah, Bachos Isha. So that's how we began this entire discussion, understanding that a regular Karban Chatos is brought only by Davish Zadana Karas, which is Gosai Chatos, because of this Gzeri Shava. But ask the Gemara, El Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, Mesechdi Yavam Mustaf Gimel Mabes, the map Leila Allah, Allah, Rais Vitzaris, that they use the word Allah to teach us that if a woman falls to Yibam because somebody's brother passed away without children, and this woman is an erva to the brother, then she doesn't, there's no din of Yibam. And not only is there no din of Yibam with her, there is no din of Yibam, as the first Mishnah Masechet Yevam teaches us, with a tzara. If there was another wife, they both will be exempt from Yibam. So if that's the case, then the question is, that Bezdin, that's only chayiv a carbon paralam davish at Tzibur, but davish is done a karas shigasu chatz benalu. And as we're learning, knowing that halacha, knowing that the halacha, the Bezdin's only chayiv for the paralam davish at Tzibur, by davish is done a karas shigasu chatz, is the foundation for many of the other halachas that we've been learning in our shir. They're all based on that halacha. But if that halacha is not acceptable yet, so then the entire building that we've been working with in our shir sort of collapses. And since Gemara Nafgalah, they learn that locha that Bezdin brings a paralam davish at Tzibur only by davish is done in karas which goes to chassis, but the masnei Rabbi Shua ben Levi lebrei from what Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his son. The pasuk says, "Tara achas yilachem loisa b'shkaga." Says the Gemara, Huksha kala tara kula lavaris kachavim, Kabbonis all learned from Avodah Zarah. Tara achas is, and the nefesh shetas biad rama is referring to Avodah Zarah. And mav, so this is the way we learn. Mavaris kachavim, just like by Avodah Zarah, you only chayv the carbon in a situation, shechayovim al zodani karz v'shigosai chattis. Afkan, so too in all other situations, you don't bring a carbon only in a situation. So ask the Gemara, Ashkechan. So this is a good limud to teach us that the Yochid and the Nasi and the Mashiach, since the Torah uses by them the words from Nefesh Achas, Techt Vishkaga, they're all in the category of Nefesh Achas Hain. And that's where we learn from the Avodah Zarah, the Bein B'Avodah Kachavim, Bein B'Shah Nitzvos, since everything is compared to Avodah Zarah, You only bring the karma chattis by something which is dava shigigosai, this is a dina kar shigigosai chattis. However, sibur minalan, how do we know that that's the halacha by the parallel dava shit sibur as well? Answers the Gemara, Yalef Elia Metachtim. He learns the parashah at the bottom of the parashah speaks about when a yochid does avoid the zara. And as we learned, the Torah says vi'im with the vav, and that connects that the parallel davish tzibur, which is mentioned earlier, has the same halacha. The Rebbe continues to my Rebbe Hadri of Shulman Levi that learns everything out of avoid the zara. My avod lei, he doesn't learn the halacha of davish tzibur because mishigosei chatas from there. He learns it from the gzeris shava of alal. So what does he do? How does he learn this? And what does he do with this? That the Torah is trying to compare everything to avoda zara. Answers the Gemara, Mapik Leil Chetanya. What is the Torah trying to accomplish by comparing all the other averis to avoda zara? Says what the Gemara, what is trying to be accomplished is Lafisha Mitzinu, because we find Shechilak Akasav Ben Rabim Lechidim. We find that the Torah differentiates between many people who do and who worship avoda zara, that's the era nidachas, where an entire city, Rachman al Tzlon, worshipped avoda zara, where the Torah differentiates between a city that worships avoda zara versus yechidim who worship avoda zara. The difference being, besides rabbim, when you have an era nidachas that worshipped avoda zara, their people are killed beside it by decapitation. Meminim Ovid, the Torah says that everything has to be burnt. All the assets of that city must be burnt. However, Yechidim, if an individual, Rachman Tzlan, worships Avodah Zarah, the Mezid, his Mises Skila, Meminim Palat, we don't have to destroy all of his assets. Yochel, so we think Nachle B'Kavan Esayim, we should also differentiate in the Kabbonis between the people of the Eir Nidachas worship Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg versus the Yochid who worships Avodah Zarah. Tam Leimer, Tar Achas Yilachem L'Oisa B'Shkaga. We learn from here that when a rabbin worship Avodah Zarah, they're the same like when individuals worship Avodah Zarah. And just like the Yechidim do bring a Sar serious easy for the carbon, so to a rabbin. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, mask of law, Rabbi Chilki Magreina, ask Tama, the reason that we don't differentiate between them is the lachilak hakosav, because the Torah says, Torah achas yilachem, they should all be treated the same way. Hachilak, if there would be no posik saying Torah achas yilachem, have a mina, Nachlik. Then the Gemara suggests that they shouldn't bring the same carbon. A rabbim that worshipped Avodah Zarah versus Yechidim who worshipped Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, what carbon would that carbon be? My Nisi, which carbon would be brought? Nisi par, to say that they should bring a par, Sibur b'shav mitzvahs for the Maisi. The par is brought, as we've been learning so extensively in Amasechta, par helm davishet Sibur. Nice parallel oil of Asar L'chatis, that's not an option because that's already taken, that type of a carbon, parallel oil of Asar L'chatis. But Tzibur of Avodah Zarah, where the Tzibur worships Avodah Zarah based on an incorrect Psak or Bezdin. Nice Sawyer, to bring a Sawyer, that's Nasi B'Shamitzis of the Maisi. It's already taken because the Melech, when he does an Avera, brings a Sawyer. Nisi Seira, to bring a Seira, it's also not available. Because Yochid Nami Haina Kabana, that's the regular carbon chattis. So what carbon would the carbon be that you should bring in such circumstances? Answers the Gemara, Itzrich. I'll tell you what it's need for. Sakadat Chamina. We would think that the Tzibur, who worships Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, Maisi, the carbon that they bring is Paralo'ila, the Sa'alachatis. And Hani, when the rabbim worship Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, we would say, Naisi Ipcha, that they should bring the opposite. They should bring a Paralo'chatis and a Sa'alachatis. Or suggest the Gemara, maybe indeed what the Gemara meant, what would have to be then is, inami, tzorich, that they have to bring some sort of a carbon. However, ve'en lo takana, we don't have a carbon available. Kamash malon, that the Torah is saying, Torah achas yilochem, that when the tzibah worship avodah zarah b'shogeg, they're treated the same way as yechidim who worship avodah zarah, and the carbon is pal oil and sar lachatis. But says the Gemara, the kula alma mias, everybody's in agreeable, ki ksiva hanikra, the psukim that we read, the tarachas yilachem, laisa bishkogav anefesh tas biyad rama, that pasuk is referring to avodah zarah. Says the word, the kula alma mias, ki ksiv hanikra, when we look at that psukim, the pasuk speaking about avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, what leads us to say that that pasuk is speaking about avodah zarah? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Vitamer Rav Shua ben Levi, Vamele Kedi Amar Kra V'chisishku V'loisasu. The pasuk, the pasukim over there say V'chisishku V'loisasu is called mitzvah Sa'ela. Eizim mitzvah Shkula Kekala mitzvahs. Which mitzvah is equivalent to all the other mitzvahs? Havoimer is avodas kachavim. Avodah zarah is the mitzvah which is equivalent to all other averus. Somebody who believes in avodah zarah is denying all of Torah. The Sifri says, in expanding on what we're learning here, we can't say that the pasuk means to say that somebody violated all of the mitzvahs, because the pasuk afterwards says "Vayim me'enei eda nasa l'shkaga," which means only one. Rashi explains, as we just said, that why is avodah zarah shkula k'kol mitzvahs? Avodah zarah because, as Rashi says, "Kol amoyd avodah zarah, whoever chas v'sholem believes in avodah zarah is an individual is k'moyd b'chol ha'tayra kula is like denying all mitzvahs. Rashi on the Torah gives a different explanation. That just like somebody who violates a mitzvah is showing that he's rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody who worships avodah zarah is rebelling against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says, if somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, worships avodah zarah, what he is essentially declaring is that he doesn't believe in Hashem and he doesn't believe in the Torah. If Chas v'Sholom doesn't believe in Hashem and doesn't believe in the Torah, then what's the point in all the other mitzvahs? The person who believes in Hashem and believes in the Torah is going to fulfill the mitzvahs. Another person has no reason to fulfill any mitzvahs. The Bei Rebbe Tana says the Maran Rebbe's yeshiva they learned that how do we know that these psukim are speaking by avodah zarah? Because Amakra, the pasuk says, Asher diba Hashem al Moshe. The pasuk says that they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ksiv, they heard directly from Hashem. But there's another pasuk that says, Asher tziva Hashem aleichem b'yad Moshe. Eizem mitzvah shikud deburu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which mitzvah that do we find that they heard from, that Klai Yisrael heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu v'tziva yidei Moshe? Havoyma zo avayis kachavim, speaking by avayis kachavim, the tarnit beri of Shmuel, anoichi v'lo yilcha mi pi ha-shvur shmanu, we heard him directly that for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Pasuk says, as the Pasuk in Tillim says Rashi in Chumash, achas tiba l'kim shtayim zu shamati, that they heard the Klai Yisrael, they heard the first two divras, which speak about believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not like everything else. And as the Rishonim explain, these two divras, they heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other divras, Moshe Rabbeinu heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he heard it, then he repeated it to Klai Yisrael, and obviously something that they heard directly for Kadosh Baruch Hu is much more powerful than something that they heard not directly from Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Beri of Shmuel Tana, the Rabbi Shmuel explained, the Pasuk says, Ashkol Ashatziva Hashem Aleichem B'yad Moshe, Lemen Hayoyim Ashatziva Hashem V'holol Odariseichem, Eizem Mitzvah Shinembe B'tchila, which was the first of the Aseret Sedibros, Havayim Ezov Eretz Kachavim, with the Aseret Sedibros begin, with Anoichi and Lo Yelecha. As the Gemara, Baba Mar, how can we say that this was that Avodah Zarah was the first mitzvah they heard? Ask the Gemara, Baba Mar, haven't we learned that Esa mitzvahs Nitzav Yisrael the Mara? There were many mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael heard in Mara, 10 mitzvahs, which was prior to the Aseret Sedibros. And Tosfos points out, why is the Gemara only focusing on the 10 mitzvahs that they heard in Mara? Wasn't there mitzvahs that they heard Mila was given to Avram Avinu, the Bnei Noach were told the Isra of Shvichas Damav of murder and Gilei Arayos? So answers Tosfos, because those were mentioned not just to Bnei Yisrael, they were mentioned to the Bnei Noach as well. We're focused on what was just taught to Klal Yisrael itself. So this teretz of saying that what makes Avodah Zarah special because it's the first mitzvah is falls away. And there, the reason why we say Avodah Zarah is so important is because Krishna Mekara, the other turutzim, the other explanations that the Gemara had offered. The Rashbats says there's a question if Anoichi is a mitzvah included in the Taryag mitzvahs. So from here we see that Anoichi, he wants to suggest, is not one of the mitzvahs. Because here we say Lo Yilecha is the first mitzvah. The other Rishonim disagree, and they say that just like this Gemara fell away, the pshat that the Gemara said, falling away is also that not just Lo Yilecha is the first mitzvah, but Anoichi is a mitzvah as well. And this is a very important discussion that the Bahag and the Rasag discussed. Is the mitzvah of Anoichi Lo Yilecha, which is the mitzvah of Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mitzvah asay? Says the Ramban that mitzvah is something that we're obligated to do, or we shouldn't do. Emunah is not in the same category. The Emunah is the foundation to everything we do. If we don't have Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we don't believe in the Torah, and then we don't have to do anything. And therefore, Emunah is not considered a mitzvah. Emunah is considered a foundation to the mitzvah. I saw another explanation in the Rishonim why Emunah is not considered an independent mitzvah, and that is because Emunah is connected to every mitzvah. Whenever a person does Emunah, whenever a person does a mitzvah, or he refrains from doing an Aveira, what he's actually proclaiming is he's proclaiming that he has Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you don't have Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then why are you doing this mitzvah? Why are you avoiding doing this Aveira? It's all based on Emunah. And since everything we do is based on Emunah, there's no need to have Emunah as an independent mitzvah. It's connected to every mitzvah that we do. The Kedushas Levi says, the Pasuk says, Levavur nasas eschem ba'alakim. Says the Gemara that the mitzvah of Emunah, as we just learned, these two dibros we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki vavur nasas ba'alakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ingrained in us, by him saying that those two dibros, that this is something that's part of every Jew. And that's why he explains that many times we find that there are Jews who are not that observant, but when it comes to be mais and nefesh, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for our Emunah, they're ready to give it up, to give up their lives. Because there was something that's part of our DNA once we heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw that the Sfarim explained that given that the Emunah that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amuna has no boundaries. Every mitzvah has rules to it. But when it comes to Amuna, it's something that we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since we heard them directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that is something that is without any boundaries. The many Mefarshim explain that the Gemara Masechet Kedushin says Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. There is no schar for mitzvahs in this world. And the question is, as we've learned, there's a din in the Torah of Leisolim that we're not allowed to. Leisolim teaches us that we're not allowed to hold back wages. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills the entire Torah. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the whole Torah, why is he not obligated to give us schar immediately for what we did? So the answer is that the halacha of Leisolim, that an employer may not hold back paying his employee, is only said in a case of when the employer hired the employee directly. But if the employer hired the employee through a shliach, then that halacha doesn't apply. So that's pshat. All the other mitzvahs and averis, as we just finished learning, we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a shliach. Whereas Amuna, we heard, as we just learned, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Medrash says that everything that we have in this world, we have b'schar ha'amuna, because that's the schar is required because we heard those things directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah. There are certain cases where the Torah says that the carbon is brought, a carbon oil of Yared, that we look at the person's financial ability when we come to pay to when he has to give a carbon. If somebody is wealthy, he brings a carbon from the tzoyim by carbon oil of a yared. If he can't afford an animal, he brings two birds, two tayrim or two bnei yoinam. And if he can't even afford that, he brings a carbon mincha. There are five situations that the Torah says that you bring a carbon oil of a yared. Shvuas ha'edis, where somebody was approached that you know edis on my behalf, and then the person swears falsely that he does not, and then he admits he brings a carbon oil of a yared. Shvuas bitui, somebody swore he's going to do something, and that he's going to eat something and he doesn't, or vice versa, he swore that he won't and he does, brings a carbon oil of a yared. If he violates that, b'shogeg. Tumas migdash v'kadoshev, if somebody was tamei and he ate kachim or went into the base of migdash b'shogeg, a yoledes after she has a baby has to bring kabanas, and again, they're variable, the carbon oil of yared according to their financial ability, and a mitzoyra. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, ein chayovim alesei v'leis aseis migdash. The halacha, as we just said, for tumas migdash v'kadoshev, the carbon is a carbon oil of the yared, and if for that, for Bezdin made a mistake regarding that type of situation, the example that they give is that Bezdin, somebody became tamei, and the halacha is that you have to leave the base of Migdosh immediately, and Bezdin gave a wrong psak, and how they leave immediately on the quickest route. And Bezdin issued an incorrect psak regarding that. So you bring a carbon oila for Yared. The halach is that if Bezdin issued this wrong psak, this won't be a case that you bring a parahelm dover shotzibur. Ein mevim ashim toli alas sevelais sev shevim mikdash. We've been learning in our shiurim that if somebody has a suffik, if he did an aveira, he has to bring a carbon ashim toli. Says the Gemara, there is no carbon ashim, there is no carbon ashim talui for an aveira that if you did it, you would be chayiv a carbon oil of a yared. the Mefarshim explain, the reason for this is because since Bezdin don't bring an Ashim Talui, so once Bezdin doesn't bring an Ashim Talui, so they don't bring a carbon oil of Yair as well. If Bezdin issued an incorrect psak regarding Hilchas Nida, and people followed their psak, and they violated a mitzvah say of Nida, the halacha is that they carry with them a mitzvah, they carry with them a carbon chatos, and since they carry carbon chatos, when the Bezdin made the mistake, it's a parallel davish tzibur. Of course, the question is that we don't bring a parallel davish tzibur for a mitzvah sasei. So why does the Mishnah say that for mitzvah sasei of nida, you bring a carbon halam davar shel tzibur? So we're going to learn because the mitzvah sasei that are applicable, that come, the mitzvah sasei we're going to talk about carries with it a mitzvah lav also. If a person has a question, if he did an Isser Nida, he will bring an Ashim Tali. And the Mishnah explains itself. What is the Mitzvah Say Shebenida that the Torah tells us that you bring, that if the Bezdin issued the wrong Psak, you bring a carbon Param Davish at Seber, Prosh Minanida. Now, Loch is, and this is the pshat that Rashi learns, that the Torah says that when a woman has her veset, when a woman has the time where she's expecting her period, a husband should have relations with her. If the psak was given wrong about the veset, that would be such an example. The Tosfos HaRosh that says, asks a question. He says, the halacha of veset is a din deraisa. It's a din derabanan. And we don't bring a carbon for something which is only a derabanan, and therefore they explained that the psak that Bezdin gave incorrectly was regarding what should be done if a woman becomes a nida during tashmish. The Gemara Masechta Shavuos we learned says that in such a case one should wait and withdraw the Eiver Meis, as to not derive any pleasure from having relations with a nida. If the Sanhedrin gave a wrong psak and didn't and said you don't have to wait, that's violation of a mitzvah sasei shebenida. The Sefer Cheder HaRossi has a very interesting pshat. He says, although the halacha of Vestas is only the Rabbanan, but he suggests that since it could lead to an issa deraisa, because if you'll have relations with a woman when she has a veset and then she gets a period, you'll be over a deraisa. That's why he says it's considered a mitzvah to say shebet Torah, even though it's not directly in the Torah. What's loisa say? Where somebody violates al tavel anida, where the Bezdin made a mistake and said that this woman is not a nida, and her husband had relations with his wife when she is really a nida, but they issued a psak that she isn't. Menani Mili, says the Gemara, the tzibur lemei chayvi carbon alma, that the carbon, that there is no parham davish tzibur unless it's an aveir which comes with a carbon chatas, v'yochet oshem toli namiloi, and how do we know that a yochid doesn't bring an oshem toli for an aveira that doesn't have a regular chattis, that has a carbon oil of a yoyrit? Answers the Gemara, Amrav Yitzhak Bavdimi, Nemar v'osham v'chattis. The Torah uses the word v'osham by regular carbon chattis. And then the Torah says v'osham by an oshem toli. Nemar v'oshmu v'tzibur. The Torah says the word v'oshmu by carbon halam davish v'tzibur. Ma osham v'carbon chattis kavua. Ma Asham b'yachid b'chatas kavua. The Torah uses the word asham by a regular carbon chatas. Af asham b'tzibur b'chatas kavua. When the Torah speaks about bringing a parallel Davish Tzibur, it's only in the case that you bring a regular Karban Chattis. Mat Tzibur, just like the parallel Davish Tzibur, is only Bedava Kavua, Chattis Kavua, you only bring the parallel Davish Tzibur when you bring a regular Karban Chattis. Afashim Toli, Nami Enabo, Ela Safa Chattis Kavua, because the Torah uses the word Oshim. Amri, and that excludes the Karban Oil of Yoyrit. Ask the Gemara, Yehochi, Karban Oil of Yoyrit Nami. When we speak about the Karban Oil of Yoyrit, it's also Haksiv, the Torah, when it speaks about the Karban Oil of Yoyrit, uses the words, V'hoi ki yesham lachas me'elo. Answers the Gemara, yes, the Torah uses the word ki yesham, but it's not a perfect match. Donan, the Pasuk by Oshem Toli, says the word Oshem, and the Torah by the Karban Tzibur, Parallel Davish Tzibur, says Oshmu, Vein Dama Oshem, Vim Vein Yashem. He says it's not a perfect match. Ask the Gemara, when we speak about Gzereshava, and Gzereshava of course means that the words are the same, we don't need a perfect match. Ask the Gemara, Mayanaf Gemina, V'atana Debe Reb Yishmo, the Pasuk says, V'shava Koin Uboya Koin. The Torah speaks about a situation where a house was identified with Tsaras, and somebody, and the Kohen quarantined the house, and he comes back after a week. If it spread, if the Negev spread, then you have to take out the stones. And then we look what happens in the next week. What happens if the Kohen comes back and everything is status quo? The Torah doesn't tell us explicitly what to do, but it's a Gzeres Shava that says V'shava Kohen or Bar Kohen, that the Halach is treated the same, even though it's not the exact same words. Answers the Gemara, Void, another question. The Halach of Hashem Tali should be learned V'Hashem et Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav, the Ksivu Tameh V'Hashem. Tumas Midrash V'Kedoshav is an example that we mentioned earlier, where there is a Karban Oil of Yoyrid, and there the Torah uses the word for Hashem. So if we're looking for a perfect match, we have a perfect match between Parham Davish Tzibur and Hashem Tolu. Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa Donan for Hashem, for Mitzvah Hashem. We have a match where the Torah uses the word for Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem, then for Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem, but Parham Davish Tzibur, it says, V'ashem and mitzvah Hashem, and we don't learn Hashem Tolui because it does say the word V'ashem, but it doesn't say mitzvah Hashem. Amar of Amalei Rav Simon bar Ashi l'Rav Papa V'nelef V'ashem V'nasiyas Oven. By Hashem Tolui, the Torah says V'ashem, and it says Nasiyas Oven, and by Karban Oil of Yoyrid, also we have such words, so that should be a perfect match. And therefore, we should learn that even in a case where you did something which comes with a Karban Oil of Yoyrid, you still could bring an Hashem Tolui. El Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Donan v'Hashem, v'Mitzvah Hashem, and also says the word Ashleis El Sena. Those are all the words that have said these words, Min Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, Ashleis El Sena, by other Averis, that where all those words are said. And we shouldn't bring from Karban Oil of a Yoyrid that Vayachiach Shmiz Koil Bittis Vasayim Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshav, which are all examples of Karban Oil of a Yoyrid Shloi Nemar, that don't have all of these common denominators. Shloi Nemar doesn't say Beirem V'Hashem Mitzvah Shem V'Shloi Sena. It doesn't say all these words. It only says some of these words, and therefore we can't learn Hashem Talui for Karban Oil of a Yoyrid, only from Par Helm Davish Tzibur. And therefore, since Par Helm Davish Tzibur is only brought for Naveira, which is Zedoyne Shigosei Chattis and Zedoyne Karis, so too Hashem Tolui is only brought by such a type of Naveira and not by an Naveira which carries a Karmen V'Oil of Yoyrid requirement.